want to stay in the same situation, then continue doing what you're doing.
You guys can get on board and go down this four-lane highway and just rock it out, and you don't have to have a decade of learning process.
Meet people where they are. If you want to have all types of clients, be a Rubik's Cube. Meet them where they want to be met.
We have to know our numbers. We have to know how much we want, and then how many deals do I have to close to make that a reality?
What I want to do over the next half hour or so is give you clarity on the items that really are going to generate money for you and allow you to do the things you want to do.
If you're not currently being coached by the people in the industry that are doing it at the highest level, then you're working too hard to get there.
This is the Next Level Loan Officers Podcast with Kenneth Travis and Sean Zamenhof.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this edition of our Next Level Loan Officers Podcast. I'm Sean Zamenhof, joined by Kenneth Travis. Brother, how are you today?
Woo! If I was doing better, I couldn't stand it.
And we are joined by Josh Pitts and Jason Frazier of Shred Media. If you don't know these guys and you don't know who Shred Media is yet, you may have been living under a rock, but you will definitely know who these guys are in the next few months. Gentlemen, welcome.
What's up, guys? Thank Super excited to be here. Got the Next Level represent today, guys. Check it out. representing the entire Next Level Nation out there. So excited to be hanging out with you guys for a little while.
Much love. What's up, Jason?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Love that shirt. Love that shirt, Josh. So today, when these guys have built a brand, Shred Media, I morphed and changed and was something else shortly before Shred Media, and it's just blown up this year. So we're going to lay out some strategies, tactics of exactly what they're doing, things that you can implement inside of your business, inside of your office, so you can really, you know, as we love to say, take your business to the next level. Josh, so, man, we've known each other for a long time, and a little over a year ago, you had this idea where you were going to start interviewing influencers, top producers, people who provide value to the industry on a Facebook channel, and now you're here.
Kind of crazy, right? Because Literally, like we've talked about this a couple of times, it was just, it was almost a year ago when I sat down with you guys and we were talking about ideas and things that were kind of up and coming in the industry. And I had this idea, and like you said, it was prior to Shred Media, and just started doing it and acting upon it and actually executing every single day. And now, and I say it humbly, I've said it a lot recently, but 12 months ago, I was a relatively unknown within the industry. Like we knew each other, like I had gone to some events, but for the most part, you know, and I still am, like, and that's just it. People are like, oh, you know, once you hit this celebrity or this status within the industry, everybody knows. I'm still relatively unknown. The Shred Media is still, I thank you so much for the incredible, you know, the love for Shred Media. But the fact of it is, like, and we're going to really get into this. We're going to get to the tactical side of branding. Jason and I, what we continue to do is you have to think of a brand as like omnipresence. And honestly, Grant Cardone talks about it the best, is you want to be everywhere. Like, love you, hate you, no matter, like, whoever is thinking whatever of you, you have to look at your brand, your personal brand in particular, which you will get into, as absolutely domination. Like you want it anywhere and everywhere. And so again, that's what Jason and I have done with Shred Media. That's what we continue to do. And building brands is what we really know. Like, we're just very, very, we're tactical when it comes to it, not just high level strategy talking about it, but it's getting in the weeds and understanding, like, okay, if this is Sean Zamenhof's brand, like how do we actually get that brand recognized? And KT, before we even got on here, KT was really talking about niching, branding, building a brand, branding are two very, very different things. And we'll probably talk about that, but your brand has to be very, very niche. You have to have a target audience that you absolutely know without a shadow of a doubt, know who your audience is. So, but yeah, we've been very fortunate, very humbled. It's just with great connections. Like, you got relationships too. Branding is, and building a brand definitely relies on a lot of relationships. And Jason's got a lot of incredible stuff that we're going to share when it comes to building that brand.
Yeah, it's good stuff. You know, it's interesting because, like, there's a lot of loan officers out there, Josh, that are listening right now, and they just aren't clear on what branding means. So let's just jump right into it if we can. And the part of branding that I like to bring up first is, like, there's a big picture. Like, branding, like a lot of these multi-million dollar companies, Google, Amazon, Facebook, all of these big, large companies out there, they have the marketing budgets to brand and spend billions or millions, millions of dollars.
Yep.
That's not the type of brand that we're talking about. We're talking about branding in our local communities, branding what it is, who we are, branding what we do specifically, what we're good at, what we specialize at, niching is what we call it, and branding through, you know, low cost avenues, right? We're not talking yep. about, you know, and there's an argument to be made. There's a lot of loan officers out there that I've talked to that are, oh man, I've got my brand going. And I'm like, what do you do? And they're like, well, I'm putting up billboards. I'm like, oh, what's that costing you? Oh, that's about $4,000 a month. And I'm like, okay, how many billboards you get? One. Okay, cool. And the reason I bring the billboard ad up, you know, is because it's really not a targeted audience of people, right?
So you're, no.
You just use the word target audience. I love the word target audience because we, you know, we really want to be able to measure where our money's going and how we're spending it and who's seeing our material. And so the reason I know that billboard advertising really doesn't work that well. It works, but there are things that you can use that money for to put in other things that are going to give you a bigger return on your investment, right? So let me give you an example. I used to run a billboard ad. I had a billboard ad that was like $4,000 a month, and I got about I got phone calls all the time, and people would say, they'd call me and be like, hey, guess where I'm at? I'm like, you're at the Walmart getting gas. And I'm like, how'd you know? I said, because you're about the 20th jackass that's called me today to tell me that you see my big picture on the billboard. And these were friends and, you know, people that I knew and stuff. But the reality was, is I tracked that the best I could. And we track like billboard type of advertising by people calling into your office. Oh, where'd you hear about us at? Oh, I seen the billboard, right? I actually had someone drive out of a bank, leaving the bank saying, I can't believe they won't let us buy a house without putting 10% down. Oh, there's a guy, let's call him. They called us, hey, just go buy a senior billboard, I'll give you guys a shot. So the reality was this, the money that I spent on that billboard and the money that I made that I was able to track, I made about $15,000.
Wow.
That's all I made. And it was really, at the end of the day, they're just very prideful advertisements, right? Maybe we feel good, we feel important, we feel like that, man, I got this billboard. And but the reality, and so I want to have a billboard before myself. I want to be recognized in the local community. But the problem is people driving by aren't buying houses more than likely, right?
Yeah.
That's reality. And so let's really, if you're going to run those types of promotions and ads, then do it in a magazine. I'd rather you do it or an online real estate related where eyeballs are going that are looking at real estate. Like a lot of, like I'll give you another example, like newspaper, right? Like I don't advertise in the newspaper, right? Because people that are reading the newspaper are reading the news, right? People that are buying news, they're reading the news. However, there's a real estate section, and this is an offline marketing strategy. But people that are at the real estate book, right, or the real estate weekly or your local news section, it's okay to advertise in there because people that are buying the paper going to that section are specifically doing what? Looking for real estate, right?
Right.
Or go to target, you know, online platforms that are strictly real estate and advertise there. And I think that sometimes people just kind of use the shotgun approach.
100%. Yeah.
So, and you like laser focus, you need to be a sniper.
100%. Yeah. And I'm very honest with this, and I want to turn this over to Jason in a second because he's known as the agent marketer. He's probably one of the most brilliant when it comes to like ad spend and dollar spend, especially when it comes to social media. So I want to have him share a strategy that we were talking about yesterday. But I love sharing this too. Like you mentioned, KT, you definitely have to track where you're actually spending dollars. That's I think the biggest thing that LOs and real estate agents, they don't really track it. They just throw money at something, especially when an agent says, hey, let's go do this cooperative marketing piece together. It's just like, oh yeah, let's go try it. Like LOs are excited. They throw money at it and they don't track it. But when it comes to, for a personal example for me, I didn't spend a single dollar on branding. I didn't. Like I was putting myself out there. I did videos, like especially as I was building Josh Pitts as a brand, you don't have to. And I think it's very important for people listening is if you're building a brand, you do not have to spend. And most of the time, I would say probably 90% of you who are listening to this, you're probably not even ready to start spending money on a brand right now. So don't think to be in the game, like to really to compete with these big dogs, you have to start spending money, because you absolutely don't. But Jason and I, Jason has a tactic, and I maybe we can get into this a little bit. I don't know. Hopefully you can share the $2 tactic that you were talking about yesterday. Because the $2 tactic, if you use this $2 tactic that Jason has, he teaches it so incredible. Like I said, Jason's probably one of the most brilliant marketers when it comes to social media, in particular Facebook, Instagram, that I've ever met. And he had a strategy you were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. I appreciate that, buddy. Before we get into that, the one thing I think you were alluding to, if we're talking about loan officers starting from the beginning or understanding, one is they need to be able to separate branding from brand. And they're two entirely different things, right? You talk to a loan officer like, oh, I just got my new logo because I'm creating my brand. It's like, that ain't it. Like, it isn't your tagline. It isn't the billboards. It isn't your ads or anything else. Those are branding. That's forms of branding. But really what your brand is what everyone that's listening to this needs to understand, is that your brand is what other consumers or consumers you've done business with tell other consumers what it's like to do business with you. It's when you get referred. It's what the emotion that someone feels when your name is said, what people say about you when you're not in the room. That is your brand, whatever that happens to be. So you need to, you know, develop, you need, there's a lot of frameworks out there to help you develop. And it really comes down to, what do you stand for? What do you stand against? What do you give that other people can't? Or why do people choose to do business with you? That's a framework that you could build your brand. You answer those questions and then you start developing your brand. And then from there you get into your branding, because then you want your logo to somewhat identify with what that brand is. So I see a lot, and we talked about this before we went live, but a lot of loan officers have that twisted on what that actually means. You're throwing everything out and that's my brand. Well, what, your brand is billboards? Like, that's not your brand. Your brand, that's branding. So first understanding what the difference is between branding and brand is. And so one thing that we start off, and in fact, I'm doing that with a loan officer now, as Josh had mentioned, I do marketing, coaching, and training for agents, title, credit, anyone that's in the industry, and loan officers. And I was a mortgage exec for 10 years dealing with marketing, compliance, technology and whatnot. And when it comes down to it, you have to build awareness of yourself first. If you're going to run Facebook ads or do the billboards or newspaper or whatever, magazines, those, that's great things to do. But the better thing to do is to spend at least $2. And this is what we, something we're going to talk about at Mastermind next, or Mastermind, and something that, we coach, is that you spend every loan officer should be spending at least $2 a day on Facebook ads, running videos of themselves to their local market. $2 a day. And you will get pushed from that. People are like, well, $2 a day isn't enough. It is. Trust me, it is. And what you do is you're building awareness of yourself. You're not doing hard closes or hard calls to action or anything else, but you're basically spending $2 a day, $30 a month, running an ad of yourself, of a video, and you're doing
$60
it.
$60 a month.
Well, sorry, $60 a month.
Just right? Checking math.
Yeah. Sorry. My bad. $60 a month. Well, because we started off at $1 a day. So $60 a month, and you're running a vertical video, and everyone wants to do like the nice, highly polished and professionally done videos. The problem is that they look like ads. The problem is they get, people scroll by them. And also the biggest problem is that they only take up 1/3 of your screen. Everyone needs to understand on Facebook that basically 93% of the time is spent on mobile. Right. So don't do your video. You're all like, oh, well, that video doesn't look good on desktop. Don't worry about the 7%. Worry about the 93% that are actually looking at that content. You do a vertical video. You talk about and do a 90-second video talking about why you love being a loan officer, or what do you like to do, or something that is affects your local market. Things that actually interest consumers. Because if I'm a consumer, I use Josh as my loan officer. Right. If Josh's content, after I'm done with that journey, if Josh's content is specifically all mortgage related, I'm not going to stay with him. He's not going to stay top of mind with me. But if I just moved to, Utah, and all his content or majority of his content is related to like farmers markets, parks, splash pads that I take my kids to, hiking trails because we live by some awesome mountains, the ski resorts, best places to eat, like, hamburgers, pizza places, sushi spots, steakhouses, all that stuff. If it's all interest-based content, then that is going to, that's going to keep him top of mind than if all he's talking about rates and loan programs and down payment assistance and all that other good stuff. So when you're doing these $2 a day videos, you talk about yourself, but not in a salesy way. You talk about commonality, right? Like things that I like to do with my kids. I like to go hiking. I like to go fishing, hunting, snowboarding, whatever that happens to be that makes sense for your market. Talk about that. You run $2 ad spend on that video per day to your local market, and you're going to be that person that say, hey, I see you everywhere. So then when you do that targeted ad, or you do have that billboard, or you do have something else, then there's awareness of who you are. They've seen your face. They've heard your voice. They've heard your story. That is going to allow you to convert those leads better than if you didn't build any type of awareness of yourself at all.
And one of the brands, like KT, you were mentioning this, like your brand has to be so, and you do a really good job with this, KT. I think you're the Longhornello or something like that. What are we talking? Just kidding. So, and when I was building my business, like I was known as the Outdoor LO. Like that was my brand. People knew I love spending time outdoors. Like people knew me as the Outdoor LO. I was riding bikes. I was climbing. I was fishing. I was doing those things. So the outdoor community, you mentioned this niching, KT, everybody in the outdoor community here in Utah knew that Josh Fitz, like, oh, when I need a loan, the Outdoor LO guy was the guy to go to. And that, like I said, that was a very, very niche community. I got a ton of referrals from that community because I was sharing my passion. That was my brand, was being outside, doing the things with my family, doing the things I loved outdoors. So when you're building that brand, you know, people, when you first sit down and you want to start building a brand, you really have to say, okay, what, and this word is thrown around way too much, but number one, what am I passionate about? What can I be authentic doing? So if that is, and then I'm just going to stay with it because it was funny and I actually like it. If you love Longhorns and you love to hang out with your Longhorns on the weekend and like that's who you are, there's definitely an audience that's there. If you're like Sean and do your makeup, I mean, wait a minute. I mean, if you're like Sean, and I don't even know what Sean does, but I'm just going to, you know.
Yeah, he tries to work.
Come on, bring it on.
Runner. I take that back. Sean's a runner. If you're a runner and that's part of your brand, like really understand what brand you're going to be targeted, like what you're going to grow off of with that brand. Because if you don't, if, like you said, if you can start throwing up logos and billboards and this and that, people are just going to be like, well, and I've got this before because my brand has changed a couple times from, you know, the Daily Yellow Live to Josh Fitz Live to Shred Media. You really have to, understand what your brand stands for and what you're trying, what message you're trying to portray. Because if you don't, your brand's going to get lost.
Yeah, there's something that the word that you brought up was authentic. Have you noticed in that word has been thrown around?
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah,
let's clarify something.
Yeah,
a lot of people are talking about be authentic, but they're not being authentic. You know, yep. What I mean? Like just being authentic is just being authentic. Like
yeah,
not totally. Talking about it, but actually doing it. There's a huge difference, you know. Don't
and not creating a persona. Yeah, absolutely. And I meet people that I've seen online and a lot of it, you know, cause we obviously deal a lot in the marketing arena and I've gone to these conferences and they're like, oh, well, that's just kind of my persona that I created. And then you kind of get disappointed and you're like, well, that's kind of like who I liked. And now like I'm meeting you, you're still like a cool person, but like, that's the thing is you can't take a class for being authentic, right? Like you can't outsource that. Like you have to, you either are or you're not. Now there's limits, obviously, just like with anything. It's like, well, I am who I am. And it's like, look, I bet if I get you in a networking situation, you're not going to be 100% like who you are. Cause there's limits to that, right? Like, because you know, there's going to be certain things that are going to rub people the wrong way. Now, again, you're going to attract the business you want to attract, but being authentic is in every, you guys are both you know, so right about this being like just something that's said over and over again about this being, you know, that we hear about being the era of authenticity and stuff like that. But you just got to be you and not, when it comes down to it is like, don't create a front, don't create a persona. That is an authenticity. Authenticity is like you get on film, you do whatever, you screw up, all that other good stuff. Just be you and you're going to attract the people you want to attract.
And I think that's why I've appreciated live video so much. And honestly, like I can accredit a lot of my brand to this day for being genuinely me. Like you can't go live as much as I have and put on a fake persona. Like, so being live, and that's why I tell people to go live. They're like, oh, I don't feel comfortable going live. going live keeps you very, like, you can't fake it all the time, especially when you're doing it on a regular basis, which if you're building a brand, you have to be consistent with it, persistent with it. But if you're doing it live, and that's why I challenge people to go live all the time, is because you have to be you. Like, you can't fake being KT, or you can't fake being Sean, or you can maybe...
Nobody wants to fake being...
Okay. Well, that's true, but you know, you can only fake it for so long. And this term, and me and Jason have gone back and forth with this whole fake it till you make it type thing. Like, there's room for that, but you can't fake your brand. Do not fake who you are, because people will see through that, and they want to know you. Like, that's really what it is.
Well, it's just like with Next Level Loan Officers. I mean, there's five of us, and there's five dudes who are very different. If we were all trying to be like each other, it wouldn't work. And Jason, you know, you couldn't be more right. You meet somebody who you've had this idea, you see him on social media for years, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, man, I guess they're okay, but I probably would have liked them a whole lot more if that person was just the same person they are now. And when you're thinking about this branding, and, you know, Josh stumbled into it because it was his passion of being the outdoor LO. But let's just think about that demographic for a second. Skiing, biking, climbing, those things take money to do. So that people with discretionary income are people who are going to be able to buy houses, and probably bigger houses than somebody who can't afford repairs and can't afford to be on the mountains all the time. So what a great spot to niche yourself inside of. And as we're talking about these things and really understanding who we are and what we need, like, you know, when we're talking about the large lenders and, you know, Apples of the world, like, these companies have marketing budgets that are bigger than the GDPs of probably half the countries in the world. You're not trying to add 5,000 loans a month. And your life would probably be a lot different if you added 5 loans a month.
Yep.
You don't need to spend a gazillion dollars to add 5 loans a month. No. Be real, being who you are and creating that persona out there. And Jason, I'm tomorrow start spending $2 a day on some videos, because that's a no brainer. And we're doing some things anyway, but I'm going to take some of the ideas you just said and roll with those. I mean, these things turn into dollars relatively quickly. It takes 3, 4, 5 months. And all of a sudden people really start catching on to these things. Yeah. What are some tactics, gentlemen? I'm sorry, Kenneth, go ahead. And then after KT, let's start laying out a few more tactics that these guys can roll with.
Yeah.
And, we can help our listeners.
Yeah, it's interesting, because that's kind of where I was going to go to, Sean. A lot of loan officers have asked me over the last several years, as I do, that like they think that I have this special power sometimes. I'm like, no, not really. Like, I just live in a small town, about 85,000 people in my town. And then if you look at East Texas as a whole, we probably have 500,000, but that's 1 hour in any direction. And we're a rural community. We're kind of like a cow town. Like, we are. There's nothing
kind of like a cow town.
Yeah, there's nothing pretty about of course, I love where I live. I love my community. I love East Texas. I do. But like, people ask me all the time, like, dude, like, they just, it's almost like they put me on this pedestal thinking that I'm done this great thing. And I'm like, no, not really. I just did the work. They're like, well, what does that mean? What did you do? And I'm thinking, man, it's not one thing that I did when I'm branding, right? And or identifying with what my brand is. It's little things, man. It's the videos. It's the organic Facebook marketing. It's just being as transparent as I can with people about who I am and doing a really, really good job, which is what we're supposed to do. A lot of people think that they can sell their service in the mortgage business. I don't think you can. You know, it's kind of like I have friends that say, man, I put a roof over my children's head, right? I put clothes on their back and I feed them. I'm a good dad. I'm like, dude, no, you're not. You're a zero. You're supposed to do that, right? Yeah. So what we're doing as loan officers to be above and beyond just good service, right? Like, we're all supposed to have good service. And so for me, it's like, you know, it's getting involved with the Longview Board of Realtors. It's about giving my time to my local community, right? It's marketing to my previous database, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of things that aren't sexy that are really easy. I market to my database every single month. I spend $1.50 a month, $1.35, $1.50 a month. It's like $20 per client per year. And sometimes loan officers have to really acknowledge the fact that you have to be willing to invest back into your company, take the money that you've made, a portion of it and invest it back into your long-term growth. A lot of loan officers don't do that. They don't comprehend that. They want to make as much money as they can, keep as much money as they can, get overextended as much as they can. And then they're stressed out about closing loans, and then pricing comes in and it just causes a snowball effect, right? Yeah. You've got to have money set aside. You've got to be able to make room for lean months. I know Sean and I have been very public about, November, December, January, February. That's really lean for us because we run really large teams. Yeah. I'm extremely happy if I break even. Now, if I make $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, I'm ecstatic. But dude, if I break even during those months because I have to, business is slower. That's the reality. That's the truth. This is the authentic part about being us, is just telling the truth about where we're at. So I think loan officers really have to look at their overall, like, things that are, like, they think that they have to have this, like, this special power or this one thing to do that's going to bring in all. It's not, guys. It is a lot of a little things that help me, you know, bringing value to my real estate partners, right? Giving them things like agent marketing and or list reports and or just spending time with them, just having conversations with them, being involved enough with the process, but not consumed with, you know, with me not having to be there. Like, having a business from a perspective of, like, I cannot be there. Like, I can go to Argentina with my wife for 3 weeks and my business keeps running, right? It still happens. Right. Still be involved. Well,
and KT, you've been doing this for 15 years, 16 years. Day in and day out, you've been doing it consistently and, you know, doing the work. Like, you just don't show up and have it happen. Now, if you know guys like you and Jason and Josh, and then you follow the path and the trail that's been blazed ahead, you can condense that time and get some great ideas, but you got to put in the time. It's not overnight. Yep.
So it's literally why SHRED stands for what it does. Show up, hustle, repeat every day. Like, it's not I'm going to take a couple of days off, or, hey, it's every other day. It's like, you have to hustle. Like, and I've seen it from you guys, like, from every single member of Next Level, you hustle every freaking day. Like, it's, and building a brand is just that too. People think that if you're building a brand that you can take days off. When you're building a brand, especially if you want to build it, and people kind of, I'm very honest with this, how quickly my brand was built is not typical. And I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back. When it comes to building a brand, it has to be, in KT and Sean Botti, you guys have alluded to this, this is a long term. You have to invest. You have to look at building a brand, especially social media, as an investment. It's a long-term play building a brand. You cannot expect it in, Sean, you said this, you're going to start to see results in 4, 5, 6 months. But so many people are like, well, what's the ROI of building a brand? If you're looking at building a brand as like, what's going to be my ROI? You're an idiot. Like, because it takes so long to build, like, it cannot be quantified that way. You have to look at it very, very differently. It's going to take time. You have to invest money. Like you were saying, KT, you should have a monthly budget. Maybe you start with $60. Like Jason said, you have to start somewhere. And if you want to start to get in tactical, Sean, that's just it, is you need to, everything that we're talking about, you probably have 3 or 4 bullet points that you've already notated down during this podcast, during this show, that you're like, okay, so now that you actually have these bullet points, pick one or two of them. Say, okay, I'm going to take Jason's idea that he just gave me and I'm going to implement it today. Not going to think about it for a week and overthink it and overanalyze it. I'm going to take $60, go into your checking account right now. Like KT said, set that aside. $60 isn't going to break the bank. If you're a $60 loan officer and that's breaking the bank, you need Next Level more than anything right now. Yeah. So they can actually help you get to that next level.
You need to go get a job. So I'm doing something else.
But that's true. It's crazy. Because we were talking to Ellis about that the other day. If you don't have a $60 marketing budget set aside, like, it's time to go get a job. Like, it's time to make a change.
Yeah, cut out Starbucks
for a freaking month and you'll be all right. But these are the things, like, the stuff that we're sharing, that you guys are sharing. The problem with the entire industry is the execution piece of it. Like, we can keep saying it over and over and over. And it's funny because we've had this discussion about Gary Vaynerchuk. If you listen, if you followed Gary even in the slightest remote over the last few
years. What he says is the same thing over and over and over and over. Maybe it's spun in a little bit different way, or he's talking about somebody that's done it, but it's the same thing. Like, we talk about these ideas, these tactics and strategies in the mortgage industry, and these aren't overcomplicated tactics. Like, no. It's just a matter of actually like saying, okay, today's going to be the day I implement the $2 strategy. Okay, today's the day I'm going to actually find that niche or that brand. What is my brand? And maybe that's it, is what is your brand? And really solidifying what your brand is before you go, actually, you have to start before you start throwing $2 a day at, even if it's throwing $2 a day. What is your brand? What do you want people to say? Like Jason was saying, who, when you're not in the room, after you've closed that deal at closing and you've gone in title and real estate and your consumer sitting there talking, what are they saying about Sean? What are they saying about KT? What is resonating with them about you? And that's what a brand really is.
Yeah. And I was going to go back to what you were saying. You know, I think what's a problem is that loan officers tend to have that instant ROI mentality. And what they really need to do is have that lifetime value mentality. It's a difference by, you don't want the deal, you want the relationship. Now, when I say that, I hear a lot of, oh, well, no, I want the deal. Yes, but you want the relationship, because that's the difference between getting a $5,000 commission and $150,000 lifetime value out of that client, because you're doing loans for them, you're doing their loans for their parents, their cousins, their friends, their neighbor, everything in between. And that's the problem. And just like Josh had mentioned about, you know, what's the ROI? Social media is not an ROI game. That's one, or at least an instant ROI game. It's a long play, right? It's a marathon, not a sprint, and every other analogy that I could come up with. That's what social media marketing is. That's what a long-term brand is. If you're in this business for legacy, and honestly, that's who Josh and I prefer to work with, are people that aren't just in it to make just a quick buck, but people that are that treat this as a career, as a profession, as a calling, right? Like, that want to hustle, that want to do that. And people, you know, look, you know, the whole hustle era has gotten a little bit overblown, and people come down on it as like work-life balance and stuff. I'm not saying that. Like, Josh and I, we work a lot, but at the same time, family is important to us. We want to make time for that. But we want to talk about, when you hustle, when you put on that hat, whatever gets you going for the day, to go out and just be 100% into that day, that's legacy. That's legacy building right there. It's what you're leaving. And we all know that, I was born into the mortgage industry. It's a family thing. It's true for a lot of us. A lot of us have family and friends that are in this industry. So why not be the best at it that you could be? Why not put 100% and hustle and show up in every single day? We deal with a lot of frustration, right? Frustration with operations, frustration from clients, frustration from agents, and everything in between. It's not an easy business to be in. So if you decide to do this, why not be the best at it and have that mentality of creating lifetime value? Because at the end of the day, that is, you know, you mentioned the lean months, right? We all know about seasonality in this industry. And so when those dips happen, when you build awareness, you build a good brand, those dips aren't as bad as those that don't, right? We know that. We know some people that just go out of the business, well, you know, when those dips happen, as opposed to going through it. But when you build a good brand, when you build that lifetime value, those dips, even though they still happen, they're just not as bad.
Yeah, I would add, man, I love that. I love exactly what you said, Griff, everything you said. So it's consistency. Like, yep. You have to be consistent. You have to be patient. You have to be willing to invest. Speaking of investing, the things that we're talking about, I mean, I just, like, with Next Level, you know, we have a very inexpensive coaching platform. It's $97 a month. Like, it's $97 a month, guys. It's free. And we have like 52 topics, which is videos that you can do for 52 weeks. You know what I mean? It's just like, yep, little things like that. Like, shoot, man, I wish I had a list of 52 topics when I first started doing videos several years ago. Oh, yep. 52 topics of things I can do videos on real easy and quick and be able to share with people in my community. That sounds pretty cool. I'd be willing to pay for that. You know, and the hundreds of other things that we have on our $97 a month program that gives loan officers ideas or done for you tools. We have a newsletter that we give away. A newsletter, it's part of our coaching group, right? All you have to do is send it out to the warehouse to send it out for you. Put your name on it. It takes 15 minutes to do it. We do it. It's done for them. You know what I mean? And so, you know, there's a lot of excuses out there for a lot of people. And yeah, I'm kind of plugging Next Level, but because we've got a lot of this stuff, you know, what I've learned about loan officers is it's not that they're lazy. Not all of them are lazy. They just don't have time to do it because they're so involved with their business that they're trying to scale it where they can step out and more work more on their business. But really, loan officers just want it done for them.
Yep.
And they do. They just want it done for them. So, you know, what we like to try to do is give them as much as we possibly can done for them. So then they all they have to do is implement it, right? Here you go. Put your name on it. Send, ship it, right? And so that's what I wanted to say. I've forgotten about that. So,
see, but I bet even with that, KT, though, is the problem. The problem I see, and I'm the guy that I'm not scared. Like I don't offend people. People know that my stance is like, I want to see the originator succeed. Like that's what my vision was. Like I want to see, I don't care if you're a broker, I don't care if you're a banker, correspondent. What I care about is you as an originator succeeding. But what you just said, KT, like there are done for you models. There are companies like Next Level offering a $97 product and loan officers are still not taking advantage. And they're still, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. I think we have a lot of lazy LOs out there. There are so many freaking lazy loan officers out there right now that I'm like, guys, there are tools and systems and things in place for you that you freaking just have to plug in and go. And they're just not willing to right now. And I think we are like, we hear from, there's a lot of people who have a much bigger reputation in the industry than I do that are talking about this shit that is going to happen. And unfortunately, I love everybody out there. I wish everybody could stay in this business kind of, but for the most part, we're going to lose some LOs. And if you're not willing to start doing these things that we've talked about that are literally like KT just said, are basically being handed to you on a freaking silver platter, like you're going to get lost. Like you're going to continue to struggle. You're going to continue to be frustrated with yourself. Like Jason said, these dips, you can only go through so many before it affects you personally, your family life. Like this is an entire, like you talked about legacy, Jason. It really is. So stop being lazy. For those of you, I'm calling you out right now. You want tactics, you want action. And whether you work with Next Level, whatever it is, you got to actually implement these things today or you are going to get left in the dust because there are people who are implementing.
Yeah. I mean, it comes down to it. We all, you know, and I've, you know, I did a TED talk at California Association of Realtors at their conference last year. And what I said that I think resonated most is I said, look, you know, in my session, we had about like 350, 400 agents in there. And I said, look around the room. And I said, raise your hand if this is the first time you've been to a social media marketing conference in the last 2 years, right? And I think like maybe three or four people raised their hand. And then I said, and raise your hand if you have been. And so pretty much the whole room. And then I said, how many of you have actually executed on one thing that you've learned in the last 2 years? And it was probably maybe 10% of the room. And I said, you know, keep your hands raised, look around. I said, this is what I'm talking about. 10% of you are actually going to execute on these things, right? In the mortgage business, and look, the whole industry is being disrupted, but the mortgage industry, I'm sorry, we have more mechanical functions on the mortgage side than we do on the real estate side. And if you are putting all your eggs in the mechanical basket, you will be replaced. You will. It's just going to happen. It's just the natural progression of things. And what you got to say to yourself is, are you going to be part of that 10% that actually executes? As Josh said, we are going to lose a lot of people. I'm sorry, but all of you are not going to make it for whatever reason. You have to decide, just looking internally, what is holding you back? Is it being lazy? Is it that you have that imposter syndrome? Are you in your side of your own head? Do you think you can't succeed? I mean, the fact that, you know, Josh and I still have conversations with loan officers that still don't believe in Facebook advertising, right? Like, that's what I'm saying is it's a mentality thing. So you have to have a non-negotiable commitment to execute, period. If you do, there is going to, we're talking about an industry that's 1.3, 1.4, I forget what NBA said, the trillion dollar, you know, in business each year for the last 3 years about, right? There's going to be plenty of business for everybody. only if you're going to execute on what you learn. The ones that don't, and we, no matter what we say, no matter if they listen to this podcast, listen to Josh, me, Next Level Loan Officers, it doesn't matter. If you're not going to execute on it, then you're going to be replaced, or you're going to be what I call a CLO, a cubicle loan officer at some call center making 45 bips, right? Like, that's what's going to happen. Or you're going to go out there and get as much business as you want to get. It's entirely up to you, but you have to execute it. Be the 10%, because you know 90% are just going to be like, ah, maybe I'll try it for like a week and then give up.
Love it.
So, okay, guys,
so we're all agreeing that the loan officers are lazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
A good percentage of them.
Not all of them.
And maybe it's not laziness. Again, maybe it's just they're inside their own head, and, you know, or they've been
they're
in the business.
Loan officers. They sit at their desk and they hope the phone's going to ring instead of investing $97 a month and
100%
their other 7 hours of their day, you know, reading content and watching videos that they could use to go get business.
Yeah. And you know what I learned about that, Sean? Hope is not a strategy, Jen.
It is not. No.
So Shred, you guys have a lot coming up. We need to have you on again soon. Do you want to share with any of our listeners right now some of what you have coming in the future? Still too early. We're going to wrap things up here in a minute. I just want to give you the opportunity to share with the world if you're ready.
Yeah, well, there are definitely parts that we're ready for that we're really excited about. Like you mentioned, we do have a lot of stuff upcoming. We've been very fortunate and very blessed to be invited to a lot of the big upcoming shows. There's a couple of shows we haven't announced yet. We're announcing one on Friday that we have the opportunity to be a big sponsor and taking part in. So we'll actually announce that one on Friday. But next week, we're going to be at Mastermind Las Vegas. I think you said the show is not going to, so this will actually drop after that. We're going to an event in Atlantic City, and then the Housing Wire. I mean, one of the top news and media outlets of the entire industry. We're going to be speaking at Housing Wire, but really what's exciting for Shred and us is the community, and we're calling it the community, and that's going to be dropping very, very soon. We're actually going to hope to make the announcement at Housing Wire. So for those who are listening, this will be after. So I guess we can talk about this. The community is built on, and as Jason has so eloquently put it, it's iron sharpens iron. So literally what this conversation, what we're having here, guys, is the top, it's not the 80-20 rule anymore. It's the 90-10 rule.
Yep.
The top 10%, and you guys have seen this as well. You've traveled the country. I've traveled the country. We've all traveled the country, and you meet these top producers. You meet these people who want to be a top producer and are willing to actually put in the hustle and put in what's required of them to get to the top. They want a community. They want a place where they actually can share ideas with other top producers. No more, like, yes, a mastermind idea, but actually being able to get in and iron, clinging on iron, sharpening, working with the other, sharing actual tactics, things that are being done within their own businesses, and having a community to have that vetted. And that's exactly what Shred has created. We've created, I'm so sick of Facebook groups, and then people are going to be like, well, that's contradictory. Like, that's how you build your brand, was on Facebook groups. It is. There's a place for Facebook. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, but there is so much time wasted on Facebook and Instagram and even LinkedIn, where people are just getting involved with conversations that are not helping them grow their business. It's a freaking waste of time. Yeah. So we created a community off of those social channels that is specifically designed for mortgage, real estate professionals, for the industry, if you will, to come and for iron to sharpen iron. So the community is going to be dropping, and like I said, when this episode drops, I think it's in a couple of weeks, it will be officially out. So if you're not involved with the community, I know Next Level, actually, I've told them about this, but they will have a channel within the community as well. So anything and everything Next Level will be within the community as well. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I will. I got my feelings hurt a little bit. You mentioned a lot of places you guys are going to be. Are you not coming to the July event?
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. I forgot. We're going to be there in July. Cool. I'm so sorry.
So you've been to one of our live events before. Give me a third party endorsement. Like, be truthful. Like, you know, how do you feel about the events that we put on for our listeners? For those that maybe aren't signed up for this July event, that maybe are on the fence about joining us.
I will 100%. And I apologize, KT, you're totally right. I forgot about the July event. And people know, like, if it's not on, like, I have, he calls them memory sparkles, because I always get these things and they're like, oh yeah, that reminds me. So sometimes it's got to be reminded. It's not on my mind all the time. But July 18th and 19th, I believe, down in Dallas, Texas, Next Level. And I will give these guys an endorsement. It's why we're on the show. But I've been to a lot of events, a ton of events across the country. I've gone to probably every coaching organization. I can probably say that almost every coaching organization that's out there. I've been to one of their masterminds or one of their events. And Next Level, KT, Sean, Darren, Kellen, and the Shane. I almost forgot Shane, but most of us forget Shane most of the time anyway, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. But these guys really do. They start diving into the things that it's not just all about business. I know that KT and Sean are going to be putting on their specific training that goes so much deeper than just your business. It's really this. I've seen grown men cry at their, like, at this presentation that these two put on literally goes to your core of who you are and why you're even in this. It's more than just your why. We hear about your why a lot, but this event coming up in July, the Next Level is putting on, I absolutely recommend punching your ticket. You want to talk about tactics and like Jason said, committing yourself, go punch your ticket today. Get on there. I think there will be a link below. These guys put on an absolutely phenomenal event where, I mean, going along with what we're doing with Shred, iron sharpens iron. You will surround yourself with some of the absolute best in the industry. So I absolutely recommend being at this event in July.
Mic drop.
Send us off on that note.
Be the 10% and go to that event. There you go.
Yeah, really, guys. I mean, the tickets to that, I think, are $197. You'll find out when you click that link below, but it's free. You will make multiples upon multiples if you just go and execute one thing that we teach during that time, and you will have many, many things to go and execute on. Mr. Travis, it was just Memorial Day. Well, by the time people read this, it wasn't Memorial Day anymore, but hey, man, thank you for your service. Thanks for being a great guy.
Thank you.
Would you please send us off?
Yeah. So if you're listening out there and you're, we'd love to have you in July 18th and 19th. You can check us out on our mobile app. It's free to download on your phone. It's really not a mobile app. It's more of a website app, but it looks like a mobile app. Doesn't take up storage on your phone, but just text the word Next Level to 36260. That's 36260. Real simple. Download our free app. We'll have our updated link on there to get signed up for our upcoming events and our schedule. And man, I tell you what, Sean, I can't thank Shred Media, Josh, and Jason for you guys being with us today. I love the conversation. We could literally go on for another hour about niching and really what that looks like. We don't have time for that today, so maybe we'll have you guys back on in the near future. But nonetheless, we really appreciate you guys both being here.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
So we appreciate you guys, and we'll see you on the other side.
See you there.